Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, Saturday Nation. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the show. It is my privilege, my honor to have woken up today and share a quick hit message with you because I know your time is valuable. Let's get into it, shall we, on the Everyday Saturday podcast. I'm getting ready to go live, actually, on Facebook Live in about 15 minutes, top of the hour here. I want to fire out a podcast before I do that because I just got so much energy. By the way, if you enjoy weekly live trainings, I do them inside of our Momentum Club. Just another benefit on top of free live event tickets, on top of the magazine every month, on top of the emails and all that great stuff, the networking. We just added accountability partners to the group. Yes, you can be matched up with an accountability partner to bring out the greatness in you. All of that. Are you kidding me? Go to mymomentumclub.com, baby. You don't have to add the baby in the URL. Just go to mymomentumclub.com. Just check it out. Just check it out, okay? Come on board. But hey, let me ask you this question. What are you willing to die for? Oh my God, this guy's coming out of the gate with some deep stuff. What's up with Crowley, man? Is he over-caffeinated or what? Well, trust me when I tell you, I am always over-caffeinated. But yeah, you know, I'm not as shallow as I look with the $13 Great Clips haircut. I think I disguised this very well, just how deep I can get sometimes. So let's think about this. Let me pause for 5 seconds. Hold on one second. Take a drink of water. Hold on. Okay, I'm back. Think about that, though. Okay, all seriousness. What are you willing to die for? Your faith, your family, those are the top answers that come up a lot of the times. That's where, once you find out the answer to that question, that's where you will know where to dedicate your time to. So think about that for in that context, okay? And then understand this dopey job that we've all been at, we've all gone to them. I've had dopey jobs. If you read my book, Every Day is Saturday, cheap plug, on Amazon, you would have known that I worked in a pet store. Would I have died for that? No, but almost did die bringing rabbits up from the back of the pet store to the front. I've never been around a rabbit. Hell, I think at the age of 20, I'm not so sure, and I'm not even lying. I'm not so sure I ever saw a rabbit. Like, I don't even know if I ever saw a rabbit. But I found myself in West Palm Beach in August of 1988, and it was the height of the hair bands, Poison. It was the Soul Olympics, I remember, was going on at that time. What else was going on? Tim Brown was winning the Heisman Trophy at Notre Dame. Wham, you know? Am I going too far? I think I jumped the shark with Wham, didn't I? George Michael. No, actually, George Michael was on his own. This show's going downhill so fast that I'm mentioning Wham and all of this stuff. I just want to give you context. 20 years old in 1988, first job was working at a pet store for 6 hours. And on the way home, I took the Metro Transit bus home to the ghetto where I lived, where I got my bed out of the curbside pickup. Somebody was throwing it out the night before. Hey, you using this? No, it's actually in the garbage. Oh, great. Let me have it. And that's why I slept on for 3 more months. And I took the bus home to the ghetto. On the way home, stopped at a payphone and quit my job and told the boss that I had just gotten another job, which he said, boy, that's weird. It's Saturday night at 10. Shocking that you got an interview between 9 p.m. and now on a Saturday night. Yeah, well, you know, they wanted me bad, so I met them at the side of the curb on the way home. But all the jobs I've had, from the pet store to running a $90 million organization, none of them satisfied me. None of them. Now, they paid the bills. But is that why we're really here, to pay bills? Is our whole goal on earth to rack up debt and then go scramble like a hamster to go pay off that debt? Don't we spend more time planning our vacations than we do planning what we're really our purpose is in life? Isn't that crazy? Like, you know, it's just so nuts how most people go to a job every day and never argue Like, oh, yeah, you want me to do that? Come in on Saturday. You want me to work late? Great. You want me to run home and do this errand for you off the clock for free? I'll add value, absolutely. But when it comes to my own life, what I'm willing to die for, well, that kind of takes a backseat. I'll spend an hour or two, maybe a week on it. Come on, man. You know right now as well as I do, you're robbing yourself of the privilege of finding your purpose and what you really want to do because you just think, well, I can't really do it. Well, that's not true. What you think you can do and what you can actually do are two completely different things. When you get outside yourself and you observe the person you are every day and you take notes, if you were to get outside of your body and actually watch and observe where you invest your time every day, what would you think? Would you be so excited that you would do a book report and share that with the entire world on how to live life according to what your purpose is? No, not at all. See, this journey that I've been on over the past year, some people think, Crowley, you're whacked out, man. I get it. Look, I get it, dude. I start talking like this, I think I'm whacked out. And then I think about, I don't know if I've ever been happier. I don't know if I've ever been healthier. I'm leaving for Atlanta tomorrow for my own event. If you're going to be there, I'll see you there at the VIP party Thursday night. I'll see you at the live event Friday and Saturday. I'm going to, there's Tomas. Tomas, if you're listening, Tomas is coming from Poland. He uploaded a photo to our Facebook group. He lay over in Germany. Dude's coming from Poland to Atlanta, Georgia. I'm going from Cincinnati to Atlanta. He's going to be one of, I don't know, maybe 25 or 30 people in the room, maybe more. And think about how we connected just on the internet. Me sharing the same message that I'm sharing with you. Isn't that amazing that a guy's coming from Poland to hear me speak? And I don't look, I'm not saying that, again, to be arrogant. I'm just saying that to encourage you. People will travel. People will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. But you're so stuck in this environment that it's like Groundhog Day. You're getting up, you're going to bed, you're getting up, you're going to bed. Kind of the days look the same. They might be a little different based on what you had for lunch or dinner. Is that how your days are really different? I mean, how was yesterday different from today besides the outfit you wore, the food you ate, maybe a couple new people you met, but nothing that would impact your life like a live event would or doing a Facebook Live. I'm doing a Facebook Live video now in 8 minutes. I guess I should be preparing. I got no worry, no fear, man. Why? Because when you find the right audience, it's beautiful. I'm going to show up on that Facebook Live in 8 minutes from now, okay? Experimenting with a brand new Facebook Live software called Ecamm Live, E-C-A-M-M, Live. I just spent $29 on it. And you can schedule your Facebook Lives. You can do a screen share. You can do picture-in-picture. You can do text and image overlays on it. I'm going to be doing all that for the first time. I haven't even downloaded the software. Oh, yeah, I did because I would have had to schedule it. So I downloaded it, scheduled the Facebook Live at the top of the hour. Other than that, I haven't tried anything with it. Do I care? No. Do I think it's going to suck? No. No, I'm going to learn right along with everybody inside the Momentum Club Facebook group. We're going to go through all the things together because I think live video is where it's at. I think Instagram video is where it's at. I think if you can get out of your own way and stop judging yourself, and start posting some videos on Facebook Live, on Instagram, for who you really are, the person that you would, the thing that you would die for, like your faith, your family, your passion, your purpose, all of this stuff. What's your mission, man? Like, what is it that you want to squeeze out of life? It ain't a promotion, a job. That's not what anybody goes after. That's what we think. That's the carrot dangling in front of us. But that's just to pay the bills, man. That's because you got yourself wrapped up in the car payment and the house payment and keeping up with the Joneses when, in fact, we all know the Joneses are clueless. They all are. The Joneses are searching for passion, purpose, significance. They're just putting on the facade, man. But when they go to bed at night, they're lonely. They're stressed out. They're worried. Not you. You're dialed into what it is that you really want to do. You're dialed into the big S, baby. And it ain't Sam. It's significance. You're dialed into significance. Can I get an amen from the congregation? Significance. Think about that. Is it real? Are you leading a life of significance? That's what we all want, man. That's how we measure if was it were we even fulfilled. Because when you're worm food in 30 years, the only thing you're going to be left behind is the significance that you left. Do it for your family, man. Do it for your spouse, your kids. Generations are going to come after you. Build something great. And don't ever use the excuse, I don't have time, because I'm just going to come back and say, you haven't made it a priority. I can't get to the gym. My health isn't a priority. I can't build my brand. I don't have the tech skills. My passion is not a priority to me. I want to go work for somebody else. I want to make them wealthy. I want to take orders. I enjoy being 49 years old, turning 50 next year, being ordered around by a 28-year-old snot-nosed little zit-faced kid. I enjoy that. That gives me significance in my life. I enjoy the fact that I could be put out to pasture at any moment right now because I'm dispensable in the workforce. I really enjoy that feeling. It gives me such just a warm fuzzy inside. Come on now. You know your greatness right now. Right now can be just tapped into like the water being turned on in the faucet. Just turn the knob, man. Just get after it. But figure out what that thing is. What you would die for is where you would invest your time into. And it ain't Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, even Facebook Live. Those are all vehicles to get this message out that you want to share. And don't come at me about the money, all right? You're focused. It's never about the money. It's the journey, baby. It ain't about the money. It's the journey, baby. I'm just going to keep saying that. It ain't about the money. It's the journey, baby. Because once you understand that and you figure that out, you'll get going on the journey. Think about when you were a kid, not even a kid. Even when you're going places, doesn't it seem when you're driving somewhere, let's say you're going to a relative's house or you're going to a Disney World or some event that's 4 hours away, the excitement of going, isn't it always like when you, wow, that was fast. It seemed like it was a lot fast getting there than it was going back. You know what I mean? Like whenever you ever have that feeling, boy, it seems like it took half the time getting here. Why? Because you were so excited. That's what the journey's like, man. It's never about you arrived. If that was the case, I would never do another live event. I already did one this year in Cincinnati. Why would I do another one in Atlanta? Because it's the journey, man. Why would I pay for the ballroom, the food, all the hotel expenses, the airfare, all that stuff just to put on a live event? Because there's a guy from Poland, for crying out loud, that's coming to see me. Joe DiMaggio said I always gave my best on every single day because there's a kid out there that's seeing me for the very first time. Get out there and lead a life of significance. And if you're going to be in Atlanta, we got a brand new crew showing up there, meaning attendees. We got 30 just about brand new people that weren't even in Cincinnati in June. Do you know how humbled that makes me feel? Do you know how amazing that is that people would come from all over the world to hear a message from an ex-stuttering college dropout? And they'll do the same for you. They'll do the same thing for you. But you got to embrace that journey, man. It ain't about the money. Money is never, it's about that journey. Think about getting in the car and driving there for the very first time and how excited you're going to be. So get after it, man. Get after it. And boy, put the big ass, put the big significance, slap that sticker on your forehead, get behind the wheel and get after it in a big way. You with me? All right, I'm going to try to record a show tomorrow from the old iPhone from Atlanta, Hotlanta. In the meantime, make sure you check into our Facebook group, Sam Crowley's group of dreamers, doers, and entrepreneurs. Hit me up on Insta every day is Saturday, Twitter at Sam Crowley. And by the way, hit the Momentum Club, would you? You are going to, Momentum, we all need it. Get inside my Momentum Club, mymomentumclub.com. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.